What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? JP Finley here with Rich Tandler. We are going to talk Redskins football. We are overdue for a podcast, so we are excited to get going. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you people for listening, not just guys. Tandler, let's go.
Let's do it.
Skins are 5-3-1. I say they are a playoff team. What say you?
I say you're probably right. They're in that spot. They're in that number six spot. The schedule in front of them looks, it's certainly difficult, but not as daunting as it looked. You know, the Vikings game for a while looked real, you know, like it was going to be a loss almost, and then they're going down. The Packers, certainly they're more than capable of beating the Redskins, but they're not looking that good. So, you know, if they get both of these home games, I think that really sets them up nicely for a schedule. Panthers struggling, Cardinals struggling. You know, you just kind of look at it as
Bears,
kind of opening
the Bears are
up.
On
the
fire.
Bears are awful. So, you know, you can definitely, I think 9 wins gets them there. 9-6-1, I think, is a playoff team. And I think they can get there.
You predicted, on this very podcast last week, you predicted 10-5-1. Are you backing off that now?
No, I'm saying they can, different, little bit of a different question. I'm saying they can get to 9-6-1. Okay. I think I'll probably get to 10.
And do we still have our bet about the Cowboys game?
Yes.
I still think they win that. This Packers game is going to be really interesting because the Packers struggling. They've lost 3 in a row. We just talked to Mike McCarthy. I think it'd be fair to say he sounded grumpy.
Well, I think he sounds that way when they're in the middle of a 5-game winning streak, too.
So he's just a grumpy dude?
Yes, he's just a grumpy dude.
And you notice he has that, like, all football coaches are from the same place somehow. Like, they all have that same, like, twang accent.
Yep.
I don't have
somewhere
that.
Midwest somewhere.
Yeah. Like, they're all from Oklahoma.
College coaches are from the South. NFL coaches are from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Oklahoma.
What was the most impressive thing to you of the Vikings game?
Maybe looking a little under the radar besides the obvious defense shutting them out in the second half.
That's what they did on the win streak, you know? The four-game win streak, that's what they were doing. Well,
zero, no touchdowns, a couple sixes, no touchdowns in the second half. And that's, you know, that's not hard to do. And I know the Vikings couldn't run the ball. They couldn't run the ball coming in. They were averaging 2.7 coming in. They averaged 2.2 for this game.
Their running attack is also awful. It's like the most basic, like, we're going to just run it in the B gap and it's going to work, damn it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so overly simple.
Well, it's still North Turner's running game. Pat Shurmur hasn't revamped it. And that's, you know, that's what he does. He likes the power running game. Boom, let's go up the middle. Let's pound you. Let's do
it
this.
It works when you have Adrian Peterson.
It works wonderful with Adrian Peterson. And with Khalil, your left tackle, and a couple more offensive linemen I think they were missing.
But with Matt Asiata.
Yeah, and that line, it was just awful. So I think shutting them out in the second half was impressive, definitely.
What about Preston Smith? He was impressive.
It's about time. He's been looking for him on milk cartons during the season, and he just really, you know, really showed up, got an early sack that kind of got things going for him. And then, of course, the two big plays in the fourth quarter with the interception Great interception.
That interception was wild,
tipped,
man. Yeah.
Boom. Sucked it in. 20-yard return. He just bowled straight. He knew what to do with the ball. I don't think he's had many interceptions in his career, but he knew what to do with the ball when he got it.
He almost had a chance to take that. I think he was going to get caught no matter what.
Yeah.
But I can't remember who was in front of him trying to block.
And really didn't. Oh,
they
yeah.
slowed him down.
Yeah.
And you can't fault a defensive guy trying to
break
him. You know what I mean? That's not what they're trained to do. But I think that, I can't remember who it was, that person. And actually, Preston told me that on postgame. He's like, yeah, my blocker actually slowed me down. I think Kirk played well again. People want to scream about the one almost pick. It was a bad throw, but Kirk played well.
Look, I mean, quarterbacks are going to throw picks sometimes.
There's a fly in the car that we're trying to get out. So
our studio, you mean?
Oh yeah,
the studio, the studio.
Our very exotic podcast studio, also known as the interior of my Honda Pilot. Kirk is going to get paid.
Yes.
By this team.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I would bet that way. I'm not sure about it. I think the talk coming out that like Jerry Brewer, the Post is reporting on, you know, that maybe they're not too sure. I think that part of that is, you know, I mean, why just now?
Right.
Right. Why say right now, yes, we're going to do it with this guy?
Because you can't negotiate now. That's what fans, I don't think, get. They're not allowed. The terms of the franchise tag are such that there is no in-season negotiations. They cannot talk about it. They can't formally talk with his agent about this deal until the Redskins season ends, which, if you listen to Tandler and I, isn't going to be the first week of January.
Right.
It's going to be, I think, the second week of January.
Right.
But, so, it's posturing to me, and it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the big thing is, and you know, he has his flaws and a fault combined.
I kind of like that. We should make flaws a thing. I got lots of flaws.
Weekly flaws. Yeah. Anyway, so, but you know, who are you going to get to replace him? This Colt McCoy, I mean, you know, you talk about a negotiating point. Floating out there that Colt McCoy could be the starting quarterback on a playoff team is sheer fantasy. Sheer fantasy. I like Colt as a guy. Bring him in for a game and a half. I think he's fine. Any plan that involves him starting three consecutive games doesn't work in my mind.
You've been going real hard on quarterbacks lately. You know
that's
that?
Right. What,
you killed Sam Bradford last week, and you kind of just killed Colt.
Do people download this podcast to get vanilla opinions?
Listen to Tandler.
No, they want
Tandler the man.
It's not a hot take. This is what I really believe. This is not some made-up hot take. I don't do hot takes. I have my opinion, and I will set it forth.
Stephen A. Tandler.
There we go. No.
I don't think I might like Colt a little better than you. Well, it sounds like.
Okay. Do you like Colt McCoy for 16 games?
No, I think
okay,
he's...
Okay, so for the purpose of this discussion, that's fantasy, that's ridiculous.
I do think if Kirk went down, and obviously we hope nobody gets hurt, right? But just for the sake of the conversation...
Okay, two different things.
But, like, if Kirk went down, for, say, you know, a significant injury where he's out 6 weeks, okay. I think the Skins are in good shape. Okay. I think Colt can...
Right.
I also
regardless of that, if that's your plan for a season... Okay, stuff happens, okay?
Right.
And you have to deal with it, and your backup quarterback's always going to be a step behind. But if that's your plan going into the season, that Colt McCoy's our guy, that's what I'm saying is wrong.
I do think this offense moves the ball, period. I think this offense is well-designed, and as long as you have a quick release guy, which Kirk does really well, but as long as you have that guy, this offense is going to move the ball. And I'm on pay Kirk. You got to keep Kirk. Like, I'm with that.
But I do think
this Gruden-McVay offense is a good offense that moves the ball really well. Did you just get an update about Real Housewives? What did that say?
No, I don't.
What did that say?
It was a comment on my face on the Facebook page.
So it was Real Redskins.
Real Redskins.
I saw Real something and I was very confused, Tanner.
Nice.
I wish everybody listening could see how hard Tanner just rolled his eyes at me. He was not impressed by that.
I've never watched a minute of Real Housewives. Just for the record.
I've watched more than a minute. My wife watches, so
my wife
it's on in my home.
Oh, well, I will confess to HGTV, but that's about it.
HGTV is oddly a very hot topic of discussion in
the
skins.
Yes, when we were in London, we talked about it for half an hour.
All of us watch it. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I think you owe me perhaps a beer, perhaps a smoothie. You don't quite owe me lunch, but you owe me something for the ongoing Robert Kelly, Matt Jones debate.
Well,
I've been proven right.
I don't think we ever put any stakes on it, for one thing.
We didn't. I just think you should, like, owe me something.
You've completely missed my point, and maybe that's part to me not playing well. The only thing I was really dead wrong on was I thought Jones would continue to get some carries, but we'd see in the fourth quarter when the game was online, you'd see Rob Kelly in there. Now, of course, Jones was deactivated. I don't think he'll stay deactivated. We will see. I think they're going to need
him. We just watched him being the fourth man taking reps out of the running back group.
Yep. And that, I mean, that's right now. That's in November. Things have a way of changing.
Is he active again without an injury to another running back?
Yes.
I don't know that I see it unless he starts playing specials.
Okay, that's one way. That's one way it could happen. No, nothing says he can't. He's a big guy. He's got good speed. I don't see any reason why he can't go down there and kick off coverage.
The only thing they lose... Well, hold on. Back up a little bit. Because you also were adamant that Jones is the better player than Kelly. Are you still taking that stance?
No. So I've seen... Now, see... At that time, we were having
that's
a discussion, we had seen a limited amount of Robert Kelly. And I said, let's just wait and see what this guy can do.
This was last week.
Okay, well, he'd played one game and had 80-some yards, 16 of which came on one at the end.
Oh, that's my good. God, you're still...
I'm not saying ding is average, but, you know, fact is, if that game doesn't go in overtime, he's got, you know, 60, 70 yards, something like that. And you're saying, okay, that was a... It was an all right game, but, you know, they did play overtime. He did get that run at the end, and therefore it looks like a much better game. So I don't know. I'm not ready to send a guy to the Pro Bowl or anything.
He looked
pretty
good against
player.
The Vikings.
Okay. 97 yards. That's good. Good against a good
over 4 defense. Yards a pop in both of his starts.
That's the important thing to me.
Matt Jones did not accomplish that.
Well, he has this year. He did not last year.
All right. This seems like the topic between you and I that will never die. So,
and watching... The people listening are going, please let it die.
No, I talked to my boy James that works at CSN. He's in the sales staff. Said he enjoyed the Rob Kelly-Matt Jones debate. So, we're going to keep pushing this button. So, all right. So, we've established that you were wrong that Jones won't keep starting.
Mm-hmm.
And now you no longer think that Jones is the better running back of the two, or
right.
Do you?
Now that I've seen enough of Rob Kelly, I will say that.
Okay.
I did not
opinions
not
evolve.
Going to
I'm
leap
cool with
to that.
That
conclusion.
And I think it's important to say and make sure. I still think Jones is a good player and gives them something none of these other guys do, is in that he's a home run threat. He has, if he can get to a second, third level, he can go. I mean, Thompson has that ability, but not... He has the speed ability, but not necessarily the power to go with it. I think if Matt Jones ever puts it all together, he has the potential to be a really good running back. But I think why Robert Kelly is going to keep getting the starts is because he the lack of negative plays. He just... He falls forward, and it... I asked Sean McVay about this last week. I said, how big of a difference is it, honestly, 2nd and 8 versus 2nd and 12, calling that next play? And he said it's huge. And Kirk's talked about, you know, those first two games, think about how often Kirk would reference negative plays and how hard that is for the offense.
Well, I think 13% had gone negative before. But, you know, when you're not running full-time, it is different.
Right, and... So that stat was before the Bengals or after the Bengals? I think it was before the Bengals.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not sure.
But
Yeah, he didn't have very many carries.
Well, and especially early. So Kelly didn't get a carry the first two games. And then when he went to New York, remember he just kept falling down? Like he didn't have the right cleats or whatever? I think he admitted that he was excited. All right. So enough Rob Kelly, Matt Jones start. I think going forward, Rob Kelly is the clear starter. I agree with you. I think Matt Jones will be up again. He'll be active again. But I think it's more of kind of a numbers game at this point. If somebody's injured or if something funky happens that they have to dress four running backs because, you know, they don't have enough healthy linebackers that game or just something odd numbers-wise happens. Let's talk to Sean. Deshaun missed last week. He was hurt. Fans are saying crazy stuff that he doesn't want to. I don't know.
Shut up.
Bang! Bang! Tandler!
Shut up.
He was hurt.
Guess what? NFL players don't pretend hurt. Okay? Right.
And you don't miss games. They want to play in the games.
Yes.
They want to play. We're recording this on Wednesday. We just watched Deshaun at least start practice, and he went through. He was doing individuals. He was doing what.
Had the helmet.
He was doing what everybody else was doing. It won't shock me if on the injury report he's limited.
Right.
But what I saw right there makes me think he's playing Sunday.
Yeah. Certainly on that path. Certainly, you know, we were talking before, and I was like, I don't think we'll see him out there. And but, you know, there he is participating. So, you know, a little early to set your fantasy lineup. So,
dude, I don't think Deshaun's in that. If Deshaun's in your fantasy lineup, your team probably sucks. Okay. He hasn't produced well.
I've had a lot of fantasy teams that sucked and had like guys like Deshaun in it.
True. I have Alshon Jeffrey in fantasy. That's not doing me much help.
Right.
But let's talk about Deshaun and what does he mean for this team, and do they have to try to force him the ball against the Packers?
No. They're not going to.
I agree then they're
why,
not going
to. Why start now?
Right. They should be taking deep shots. The one game I'll point to again and again and again, the Lions game. They had a bad. They were rate. You know, the numbers told us they were one of the worst passing defenses in the NFL, and their top cornerback got hurt in that game. Skins never took a deep shot to Deshaun.
Yeah, that was.
That one stands out,
no doubt. But you know, Kirk goes where his reads take him. That's what's made him. $20 million this year, and that's what's going to make him probably more than that per year over the next several years. So, you know, it's just, you know, and then also he tried it against the Bengals, and it ended up being an arm punt, but still didn't do a whole lot of good.
What does this Kirk contract look like? 5 for $110 million?
At least.
North of that?
Wait a second. What's 110?
It's like 20.
Oh, that's 20.
1.
1.
22?
22, yeah.
Are we that bad at math? 22.
Yeah, 22. 5 for 20. That sounds about right. Maybe a little more.
Yeah, I could see
maybe
5
up to 23 a year, yeah. You know, and it's just what the market will bear. You know, some people, we can't. Yes, they can. But look, Scott McLuhan gets paid not that much, probably. But he is paid well to figure out.
Do we know what Scott makes?
How to?
Is they not announce those deals?
No. Somebody's got. Well, they don't announce any dollar amounts. You got to find them. But you can go. People can go to the NFLPA site and find player salaries. But there is no comparable site for a GM.
Well, we know what Jay's making, don't we? Doesn't he make 5 a year?
Yeah, that got out when he signed. Yeah, that did get out when he signed. But it's just a matter of it. If his agent, because his agent wanted to talk about it.
Right.
Because he got a good chunk of it guaranteed.
Right.
So anyway, you know, I think the details on a Cousins contract will be how much is guaranteed, when and how expensive are exit ramps when you get into it a couple of years.
It's all about the outs.
Yeah, those could be the sticking points more than the top line numbers.
Well, I mean, NFL contracts are so flawed anyway. Whatever top line number you see is rarely the number that matters. The guarantee matters, and the dead money ends up mattering.
Right.
Which
is essentially the guaranteed money.
Right.
On the from the team's point of view, if they let the guy go.
Sua Cravens played a lot against the Vikings.
37 snaps, I think, season high.
Season high, right. So I think that number's only going to keep going up. What say you?
I don't know. Is he going to play? That was what percent? That was about half the snaps, roughly. Maybe a little more. I don't know. If you're going to keep him in nickel situations, you know, unless they get in games where they get out ahead and they have, you know, they're in a lot of nickel because that's the score situation dictates it, because it's the third quarter and the Redskins are up by 13 or something.
Do you think there'll ever be a game where the Skins are up ahead and we get to relax a little bit?
Know, I don't know. It's, you know, if they, I tell you, you know, I was just thinking this today and not to take it too far, but if they start to click in the red zone, they could be, and, you know, and the defense keeps holding, you know, it's not a dominant defense, not a pretty defense, but they keep on holding teams 20 points or less, 27, even 27 against Cincinnati. You can do that every once in a while. But if they start clicking in the red zone, they could be as good as just about anybody. Not the Patriots, you know, maybe not the Cowboys, Seattle play, I don't know. Does their role continue? I don't know. I mean, they were pretty, you know, does Russell Wilson stay healthy?
Yeah, but I want to back up. You're saying if they start clicking in the red zone. I think at this point, it's mid-November, you know. Okay. Next week's Thanksgiving. I think this is who they are.
Can even be at, look, they are not, they are too good to end up 32nd in the league in red zone, which is where they are now.
I agree, but I mean, you're a data guy.
Halfway, right? But right. It's one game, nine games. Okay, that's not nothing. It's significant, but it's not. What were Kurt's stats after nine games last year?
True.
They were not. You can, you know, it happens.
A blowout. I'm cool with a blowout.
Right.
These down to the wire games make our jobs a lot harder.
Yes. So they do. I know that's a great concern to Jay and Kirk and everybody else.
Yeah, we should let them know.
Yeah.
We should let them know.
Just let them know about that.
I noticed, and I told him this after the game, Mason Foster was flying to the ball against the Vikings. Yes. He looked like, I joked with him if he ate his Wheaties that day. He was fast, man.
Yeah, that was like what was the other game? The Ravens game. He was also all over the field.
Yeah.
I think he's been very, very solid. But yeah, it just, he's had a couple of just really, really standout games that have been very, very impressive.
As much as folks like to point to Scott McLuhan's draft record, and it's pretty strong, Josh Doctson notwithstanding, his in-season pickups have been terrific for this team. Yes. Blackman, super versatile. Foster, last year they needed somebody to stabilize the linebacker position. Foster's playing well this year. Whitner is playing a lot.
He played every snap.
I mean, I think a couple games in a row now.
Yes, yes.
Colin Jenkins has given them enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, Foster, Blackman, and now Whitner are all, for in-season pickups, those are home runs.
Yeah, for guys just off the street.
Right. And that is where I think you can really see the depth of McLuhan's knowledge. One guy I'm curious to watch is the dude they got from the Seahawks, Hill.
Jordan Hill.
So Scott talked a little bit last week on the sideline, on the practice field here with me, and Scott likes him a lot. He says high-energy guy, really moves well, moves fast, and the Skins, I think the strength of the Redskins, and this is what everybody was so worried about after Junior Gallette went down, I think the strength of that defense is their ability to get after quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, and that is, they have a good amount of pressures. They could get, I'd like to see them get a few more sacks, but they get plenty of pressures. They're top 10 in sacks. Yeah, yep.
Trent Murphy's been a huge development for them.
Yeah, he rarely gets talked about, but he's...
Well, we're talking about him.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here. We talk about the things other people don't want to talk about. But, you know, he's already surpassed his, his sack prior to, it was on second down. His sack prior to Smith's sack at the end of the game was almost as big. It set up
right.
the situation.
Right, and they were able to decline the penalty.
And they were also able to be in the defense where I think they rushed six. They had a five-man picket fence between the five and the goal line, and they rushed six. And that's what you can do on fourth and 17
right.
with 11 seconds left. That's when you can wrap up the game.
So you know what else hasn't been talked about enough and deserves to be talked about? Joe Barry. We talk about...
Fire Joe Barry! Fire Joe Barry!
What do you have to say to those people?
Shut up.
Bang! The Tanlers shut up. That's two in one podcast.
No. How about that? How about if I be a little more gentle? Pay attention, okay? The guy does not have the best defensive personnel, you know, in the division even. You know, certainly lower half in the NFL if you look at the whole the whole group.
Even the roster construct.
But, and just look at results. 20 points in six of the last seven games, 20 points or fewer, and then 27 in the other one in overtime.
Right.
I mean, you know, half the team in the NFL.
But even more,
they would kill to have that.
What I'll say, even going one step further, is that they're shutting teams down in the second half. So they're seeing what's happening, making adjustments, which people were screaming that they don't make adjustments, and correcting things. And some of it is just execution. Players make tackles, whatever.
Yeah.
But Barry's got to get some credit. And still, I mean, I'll get a tweet every game. Fire Joe
Barry.
Randomly,
yes.
And you're wrong. You're wrong, yes. People, you're wrong. And the players like him. Now, I know they kind of get into it with him on the sideline, but I think that's the nature of some of these guys on this defense.
He can dish it.
Yeah.
He can dish it out and he can take it.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to see the passion.
And a little known fact for our listeners, Joe B's kind of a sharp dresser. You notice that?
Yeah.
Did you see that blazer he was wearing the Vikings game? It was pretty cool looking. It was like a plaid. Yeah, he's an L.A. guy. All those L.A. guys.
Man. Yeah, yep, that's true.
Taylor and I are distinctly not L.A. guys. I don't think either of us would be called a sharp dresser.
No.
All right. One little housekeeping item. I don't know that I'm allowed to do this, but we're just going to kind of go with it. Taylor and I are thinking about renaming this podcast. So we want your suggestions via Twitter and Facebook. Taylor, where can they find you?
Rich_Tandler CSN and Facebook on facebook.com/RealRedskins.
All right. I am at JP Finley CSN, and Finley is spelled with an A. Don't forget that. And then on Facebook, facebook.com/JP Finley CSN. So, again, we're not sure that we can rename the podcast, but we're thinking about it. And
probably has to go through 10 levels of suits.
Right, it has to go to Connecticut.
Yeah.
So it probably won't. It come up with something good, and we'll fight for it.
Maybe by 2018 we can get it done.
Well, we'll just start calling it that secretly.
True.
We'll just say it.
That's the advantage of being kind of low on the food chain.
Right.
Nobody pays attention
right.
to anybody.
What, do you have a name you like? A secret?
I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, I like Redskins Talk because it's what it is. You know,
right.
It's very descriptive.
We are talking about the Redskins.
We are talking Redskins. It's Redskins Talk. So, but, you know, I think about it. Maybe, you know, I think there are a lot more creative people out there in the in our listeners that can handle that.
Should it be where JP and Tandler argue about Matt Jones and Robert Kelly every week?
No, it's where Tandler and JP. That's the name. For Tandler and JP. Yeah, the Jones slash Kelly hour, we'll call it.
I'm going to isolate the audio where you said I was dead wrong, and I'm just gonna play. I might make that my ringtone.
Okay, and give me that. Pull that shut up too.
That was a good one. All right, Rich, thank you, folks. If you're listening, hit us up on Twitter. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
I owe you a beer.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.